Welcome to WNR. This is Jim. Continuing the series, The Fear of the Lord and Seeking the Lord and all the incredible things that the fear of the Lord will cause. I've given it some messages in the past few about the anointing, about the presence of Jesus. So this series may morph into God's presence. Glory to God. The presence of Jesus Christ. Remember, any topic we come up with about the new life in Jesus Christ, about the Lord God Almighty, any topic we could give a billion messages and we would just be touching the surface. That's what I want to emphasize to all of us. The eternal, infinite vastness of this walk with Jesus Christ, who is God Almighty. Amen. The unsearchable riches of Christ, unspeakable glory, pleasures forevermore. I mean, I want to emphasize these things again and again. One of the things that motivates me is like I said in a previous message or two, to think that most people think that this is dead religion, that they, people who are unsaved, they don't want anything to do with it. But even the people who are saved are in dead religion, and they don't understand that this is the answer, this celebration with Jesus Christ. That's a celebration. It is a celebration. And to think of the how ironic it is that many of those in dead religion, they even actively oppose some of the kind of the leaders of the charismatic movement, and they disagree with, you know, things like healing. They say, well, that's in Acts, it's a historical book. Or they say, oh, well, you know, prosperity, that's wrong to preach prosperity. Well, true prosperity is joy and peace and love and faith and all the wonderful things that God provides us that are priceless. The fear of the Lord, a topic that we don't really want to think about. I mean, it's not a pleasant, I mean, it's different from joy and peace and, you know, and the celebration. This is serious. How we need it, though. It will cause us to pray. It will cause us to humble ourselves, for sure. It will cause us to repent, you know, and seek Him. Repentance is the key, really one of the main keys. If you know, that's the first word that Jesus Christ preached, repent and believe the gospel. Repent, for the kingdom is at hand. Repent and believe the gospel. It is, you know, I think it was in that order. Repent and believe the gospel. The kingdom of God is at hand, is here. And remember that the kingdom is Him. Him, the great and awesome God Almighty. The three-in-one God. Jesus, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. So, just want to encourage you, you know, there's never... I was just talking with someone, you know, with this walk with Jesus, we should, when we find Him and the how it, thrilling and exciting it is, we will realize it'll be an eternal celebration of vast, of infinite vastness, that, and we would never be, you know, bored. We won't have fears of things on the earth. You know, if God's for us, I mean, we should have no fear. We need to be wise, but all the negatives will go, and we'll realize, wow, this is awesome, and there's much to learn. And I'm talking in the spirit, to train our spirit man, such as how important our words are. And Jesus said, by your words you'll be justified, by your words you'll be condemned. So that could be a whole nother series, you know, our words and how, you know, they are so important. Thanks for listening. More soon.